In December of 2012, the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center opened the doors to its new Willingham Theater. The state-of-the-art performance theater brings incredible entertainment to Yadkin County all season long. Yadkin Cultural Arts Center co-director Susan Lyons and UNC School of the Arts screenwriting discipline chair Ron Stacker Thompson recently joined me to talk about it. Thankfully, for the entire series, we've got deep roots at UNCSA with Ron Thompson here. And
the jazz band is just wonderful. They have the energy of youth with the understanding of old. And this time, they're not only going to play, they're also going to be dancers dancing to their music.
Interpretive jazz dance?
Yes, yes. Well, it's a swing. I mean, okay. A lot of swing.
Great.
And the audience is going to be invited to be a part of that, too. So they can come in their outfits again for the swing era and dance. We have a pit at the bottom of the audience, and so they'll be able to come and dance with their partners to the music.
You're going to get some good swing dances out there in Yadkin. So that's UNCSA's jazz ensemble. Ron Rudkin leads the group. The level of talent you're going to find there is unparalleled. So that's a great jazz band. So Shakespeare coming to the Willingham on April 27th in a Black Box production of Twelfth Night. And then the Pluck Project coming up in May. Interesting concept in terms of choreography.
It is. We brought them back last year. People loved them. Each dancer choreographs his or her own piece, and they're graduating seniors, so they're really ready to go with this, right? And they're very different, you know, because they do set it on themselves. It's not one choreographer doing all of them. Mm-hmm. So it went from sweet and lovely stuff to, like, harsh and hard. It was so exciting. The audience just went right to its feet when it was over.
Boy, wrapping up in style musically with one of my favorite bands and talking about Red June and just a real great slice of Americana.
Mm-hmm. We're real excited about this group. Again, we heard them at Arts Market in Durham, and they were so warm and friendly. And in addition to being great musicians, they just have terrific personalities. It's going to be another one of those intimate shows where everybody in the audience relates to the people on stage one-on-one.
I think that's a hallmark
of
our theater, that warm, friendly, and really quality talent.
Yeah, they're terrific. We're looking forward to having them. All three of them are terrific musicians, fiddle guitar, resonator guitar, and of course, they're all terrific vocalists.
The sun sinks slow, the season ends.
Willingham, also a great venue for film. And give me a taste of the upcoming season at the Spring Theater Series 2014.
Star Wars, the original Star Wars. But we're doing that on Sunday, May 4th, so we can title it May the 4th Be With You. I had to do it.
Classic.
Yeah.
I love the way you all at the Willingham embrace the past in a way that's the best of the best from the past.
Exactly. The classics, definitely on film. You know, that's my thing. So how much, again, variety can we have? But let's get back to that. There are so many, you know, films that people have heard about but never seen. And even sometimes I think I have seen something and I've only seen a part of it. So it gives us a chance to see film as it should be seen. Large screen. We have a very large screen. Best sound, I'm sure, in the area.
And these movies are free, by the way. 1 o'clock on Saturdays. So kids, adults, everyone can come.
Gotta make it work somehow.
UNC School of the Arts screenwriting discipline chair Ron Stacker Thompson, and he was joined by Yadkin Cultural Arts Center co-director Susan Lyons. The center and Willingham Theater is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point. Willingham's state-of-the-art movie theater offers classic movies for free. You'll find links to the complete Willingham Theater performance and film calendar at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.